Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello, Ben.
Well, guess what? We are 2 weeks away from our cabaret. We're so excited. It's going to be just dandy. Go get your streaming tickets at watchwhatcrapins.com or follow the link on our social media. You have up until showtime to buy your tickets, but then you'll still have a week to watch. But you can only buy those tickets up until the curtain. So just take care of it right now, guys. Just do it right now. Just write it off. Check it off your list. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrapins. Get access to our weekly bonus episodes, free newsletter, ad-free listening, video content 1 week before it goes to YouTube. All the great stuff. Join us over there. And today we are diving into the wild and wacky world of Below Deck Down Under, season 4, episode 16. It's called The Garden Party. I don't know why it's called that, except for the fact that they had a garden party. And on top of that, real Bravo fans will recognize the charter guests as the stars of, what was it called, Backyard Envy?
I did not recognize them as that. I didn't recognize them at all.
Well, when Bravo was moving into the HGTV space and they had Home by Bravo, they had a show about like these landscapers that would come in and renovate people's backyards.
Oh, and it was I didn't realize that was them.
That was they. And it was a perfectly good show. And here they are back again, back at it. I personally enjoyed Bravo's home period. I loved the show with Carson and Tom. That was so good. Really sad that it didn't survive.
That was funny. Yeah, that was a funny one. I also liked way back in the day when they had See You Later, Decorator.
Oh, my God. I love Top Design.
Top Design.
With India.
That was a good one. Yes.
India Hicks. And like, well, no. Season one, Jonathan Adler's tagline, because it was I think the viewers voted on it, was "See you later, decorator." But then season two, they're like, okay, we got to get more serious. So they had the most devastating goodbye line, which was something like, you failed to design this room properly. You're going home.
They're like, we need it meaner. Just have India say it. She's like, you're ugly. Go.
Yeah, going home. It was so funny. I recorded it and put it on YouTube years ago. I wonder if I could even still find it, but it was
you're as hideous as your design. Now go. Yeah, they had a lot of good ones. That was good. The Backyard Envy one, I think I watched once and I was like, I'm not watching people landscape. That's just not my thing. And the designer one, the $1 million decorator, was good. We love that one with
that one was great.
Yeah, Catherine Ireland. That gotcha.
Oops, sorry, everyone. I was trying to find the India Hicks sign-off line. And did you hear that, what I just played?
Yep.
Okay, sure here did. We go. Here's India Hicks.
Serge, we can't live with your design. You're going home.
We can't live with your design.
We can't live with your design.
If you stay here for one more second, we'll all perish. Please go.
Serge, please get this away from us. We're dying. We are dying over your paltry attempts to decorate this home. Go.
Please get your pandemic of a design out of here. Thank you. Your design is monkeypox. Now go.
We cannot live with your design. Oh my God. So, and the fact that this person was named Serge, it's just so appropriate. So great.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anywho, Below Deck. What an episode. I'm loving this season. I love this season.
What a great season. It's one of the best seasons in a while of all the Below Decks, I think.
100%. And to me, this is an example of like Below Deck messiness that I enjoy versus Below Deck, classic Below Deck, where it was just so over the top and they were trying so hard. I was like, I don't care about any of these people. And we're focusing so much on them making out that we're not getting into the yacht stuff. I'm like, I need to have the yacht stuff as the foundation. So that way when they're messing up with their jobs, I can get upset more about the relationships that are happening after work, you know? And I think this one.
Yeah, I think this is a nice balance. And also it's not just people like, I don't know. It's not just, it's not like Love Island kind of hookups. This is, this is just really gross. Like, I don't know. The all the feelings I'm getting from the actual hookups are like, they're not good. They're not sexy. You know what I mean? I don't like, I like when they're real. Like when they're real, like you just, when they're so real, it's like, I don't want to imagine these people fucking. You know, like that kind of real, like it's your friends. Yeah. Like you want to know that your friends have a sexy, like a healthy sex life. I don't want to think about you fucking. You know what I mean? I just don't. I'm assuming you feel the same about me. And I want my TV people to be like that too. Unless it's something like Love Island where they're kind of porn. It's kind of like softcore porn where people, I think, watch that to watch hot people hook up. This is not that. I don't want that on Below Deck. I want like homely, well, not homely, but you know what I mean? Normal people. It's like, you know, they smell like they worked all day. It just makes it so much more real. And then you're right. You know, the rest of it being in where it's not all about just hot people hooking up. I like
it. It's Now that being said, and what I did not like about this episode was I don't know if I agreed with the decision to strip Jenna of one of her stripes. I thought
I completely disagreed with it. I was pissed. I'm still pissed.
I thought that was actually like really fucked up. Like, I think for sure she could get like a talking to, like, hey, just so you know, like this situation is distracting other people. But how many men have we watched for 10 years on all the Below Decks do all sorts of things that affect the crew all the time? Play women against each other, be fuck boys, screw around all the time. And like, not even a slap on the wrist. And here, because these two fucking idiots, these man babies cannot handle this situation, and they have to, they complain, they go and they make a mess to the captain over it. Like, then now Jenna has to lose a stripe. I just think that's just like very retrograde. I did not like that at all.
That really pissed me off that it was the men going to the captain, like, wah, 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 and complaining when you guys have been doing this shit for this whole season, like Eddie especially, to be whining, Eddie, and like acting like such a victim. What a little prick that guy is. You know, and then Ben, you're 45 or something. Like, you're disgusting. That this girl is like old enough to be your child, and you're you're totally playing games as well. Now, I'm not saying that she's not. I mean, this girl's a mess too, Jenna. She's but a Jenna's mess. A hilarious mess, and you know, she's a big girl enough to handle it. I mean, technically the reason she got demoted was because of her drunken antics, I guess, but that wouldn't have happened had the guys not gone crying to the captain. Exactly. And I don't like the captain. This captain, of all the captains, does nothing. He doesn't like to discipline anybody. He doesn't like to step in when there's a problem. He's always like, you guys handle it. You guys handle it. Unless it gets so bad that he has to step in. And this is when you choose to step in, when someone's dick has got its feelings hurt. You know, that says a lot about this fucking guy. And I didn't like this at all. I thought this was really gross. I thought it was really sexist. I didn't like that Daisy was playing into it either. I thought that was bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially because Daisy's walking around like, fought literally so drunk she's falling down half of these episodes. You know, granted, she's not having a fit and screaming, but she hasn't been like Miss Innocent either. And yeah, I didn't like this at all. I didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it. And I think that like Eddie is even, he's bothering me more so than Ben. I understand that like he's definitely having like a mindfuck situation, but like the entitlement that he has, that he carries with him, is just, it's, to me, it's like, it's off the charts. And I think it's like, it speaks so much to like what I imagine women have to deal with all the time with these guys, all the time. And I mean, Ben was bad too, but I really think Eddie was worse because I watched this a few days ago. And so as we go through the notes, I'm obviously going to like probably like maybe pivot a little bit, but my memory was more that Ben went to the captain, which I don't think he should have done in the first place, but that Ben went and was kind of like, I need some advice on how to handle a situation. But Eddie was fully like, I'm going to quit over this. He was going to quit over this stupid situation. I was like, you are just so obnoxious. Like that, this is that you feel like you were owed her. And because you didn't get her, you're so distraught that you're going to quit and leave everyone in the lurch. And now the captain has to do something. I just was so dismayed.
Well, I think Ben is just as bad. Ben is just older and he's more charming and he's funnier. And so he gets off with it. you know, he gets away with it, I guess I should say. But he did the same exact thing. He knows what he's doing when he goes to the chef and he's like, oh, hey, bro, we just talk brother to brother, friend to friend. No, you're talking to your boss and you know you're fucking talking to your boss. And going to some guy being like, can I ask your opinion on this 20-year-old I'm trying to fuck, you know, is pretty weird. And I wish that Jason's advice would have been like, hi, why are you fucking 22-year-olds? You're an old man and you need to like maybe not be doing that on my boat. Like, what the fuck? And why are you sleeping in the guest cabin every night with no sheets on the mattress? You know, the sheets aren't to protect you only. They're also to protect the mattress from your unhygienic, slimy ass getting all over the guests in the future. Like, what the, what is going on on this boat?
And not for nothing, Ben was also really shitty to Eddie. Not that I want to ever take up for Eddie, but like when Eddie was distraught and Ben's like, my advice would be not to talk to her whatsoever. And so Eddie doesn't talk to her and then Ben goes in and makes out with her. So like Ben, I'm not saying Ben was the better one and like is like some like saint in this situation. I'm just saying that like I thought of the two evils, I thought Eddie was actually even worse because I thought Eddie showed a lot of entitlement that really drove me nuts. But anyway,
well, I think what shows about Eddie that's really dangerous, and I think like a modern, you know, not to overplay it, but you know, it's the modern thing, and I'm sure it's gone on forever, but we see it a lot in like modern social media and stuff. Of these incel guys just being like, they deserve it. And if like somebody's not, and they just assume they're going to get the hottest girl. And if they don't, then it's just like, fuck her. You know, then it's like, she's the ultimate enemy. Now, Jenna was playing with his mind as well, but you started it. You were playing with her and saw no problem in it. And the fact that he can't see any of his behaviors and what she's doing and then villainizing her to everybody on the boat. She didn't do that to him. She could have gone crying to the captain saying like, this guy's really hurting my feelings and he's leading all these women on and doing all of this and made the captain step in, but she didn't do it. You fucking wuss, you crying little baby. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of these fucking guys. I'm sick of it. You know, those guys are the most dangerous that act like the nice guys. And anytime you hear a guy who's like, I'm a nice guy, I'm one of the good guys. It's so hard being one of the good guys. Do not trust that man. He's evil. I've never, ever met a good guy who said, God, it's so rough being one of the good guys. Those are the incels. Stay away.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't have said it better myself, and I'm sure we will continue to say it even more as we get back to it later.
Like, this is our favorite season. Fuck all these people. I'm not goddamn calling them.
No. It was so good, though. It was so good. But I was so mad at him. I mean, like, he did it first. He poisoned the well, and then he's shocked when it happens to him. And by the way, he keeps forgetting the fact that she dumped him. You're not in a relationship with anymore, so stop acting like you're heartbroken and that you've been cheated on. You're not in any sort of relationship with her. She sent one flirty text. Was it a smart thing for her to do? No, but she sent one flirty text and that was it. And now you're acting as if like your bride just left you with the groom like the bride did for Ben. So he really has to get off of it. Like, I've had enough out of him.
Yeah, but Jenna's messy too. So like watching Jenna get her comeuppance, you know, with everybody like sharing texts and being like, oh, well, she's texting me and she's texting me. I loved that because that I was like, well, what do you think is going to happen, Jenna? You know, like, come on. But, you know, taking it to the captain and then having it affect her job and stuff like that, I thought was really shitty. And then everyone else acting like, oh my God, she was so drunk and she acted so crazy. Like, you guys are all drunk idiots. And look at Ellie. Ellie was a maniac on that boat. Granted, she wasn't drunk, but isn't that even worse when you're like that sober?
She was
like,
drunk.
She went running through the boat screaming and caused a huge ruckus with the captain. And she's going to get promoted next week, we see. So,
yeah. And let's not overlook the fact that Eddie at one point sits down Jenna and is absolutely rude and condescending and obnoxious to her. Like, you may be annoyed that you felt like you were led astray, but like, you were not in a relationship with her. She does not deserve to be treated that way. And the fact that she sort of leaves that being like, well, I had to say that. Like, you don't actually, you don't deserve that. You messed up and you're being messy, but he was messy first. And you know what? Like, I think that he's been waiting for a chance to be able to throw it back in her face after she read him for filth earlier in the season. And you know what, Jenna? I just wish you never even indulged him in the first place. But now here we are. Let's rewind to a time before we knew any of this would happen, which is where we have Ben telling Jenna he just wants to be friends with her because it's now at this point, the text messages have been compared between Eddie and Ben. And Ben's like, you know what? I just want to be friends. How about that, sugar tits? That would be the one I would like the most. Eddie's my roommate. You sent him a message saying I'm regretting my decision. And she's like, I never said the word of regret. He's like, oh, come on, stop playing everyone. Toffee tits. Okay, you know what? I'd rather just walk away right now. I don't have time.
Yeah, and you didn't technically say regret, but I mean, you basically did. Like, let's not play semantics on this one. And so Jenna's like, well, the fuck, Eddie, why is some bad up on the conversation? So she's pissed. And then Eddie is talking to Barbie, and she's like, yeah, I think she toys with you. And at this point, you just got to let it go. Barbie, you've been here 5 minutes. Like,
yeah, you're playing. It's also not a little, the hardest read in the world.
It's not, but it's also like, okay, like I know that you're coming in here to like fight some Ellie battles, but like, give it a minute, you know? And I actually think it's funny that Barbie, you know, on the other hand, I think it's really funny that Barbie's like, you know what? Fuck this girl, Jenna. I'm going to hit on Eddie. And then this is, you know, this is how she's doing it. She's like,
she gave me resting bitch face.
How bad she is.
Yeah, that's why she never give someone like Barbie resting bitch face. You got to be really careful with it, okay? Because she's gonna get she can get you back, okay? So Joelle's like, by the way, I think you and I, it just feels a little different this time, don't you agree, Daisy? Like, you know how many times I just want to get into your bed and just cuddle, ha ha ha. And Daisy's like, yes, of course, and that's what I want also. I mean, I don't mean to put this down on you, but this is all about me, okay? But meanwhile, Ben walks up and he comes over. It's like, hey, guys, can I come sit over with you, fellow HODs? Yes, of course. Are you okay, Ben? Did you get left at the altar again? He's like, no, I'm not fucking fine, am I? Look, do you see a drink in my hand? How could I be in a good mood if I don't have a drink in my hand?
She's playing with me like a fucking cat. Like a cat. Oh, God. You're like an old cat playing with a tiny little, you know, out of the box, brand new toy. You're so gross. And it's not to say that, like, the older guys can't. It's not to say that older people can't date. What do you laugh? What did I say?
Old cats are allowed to play with new fresh toys.
I know, but he's like, oh, she's playing with me. You're not the toy here. Okay. You're not the toy here.
It's
not that older people can't date younger people. It's not like there's anything inherently gross with that, but like you have to understand there's like a maturity difference, you know? No. Ugh.
I was literally saying like old cats can play with fresh toys from the store. I had nothing to do with the dating. I was not taking it from a metaphorical level. I was being like,
standing up for older cats.
Yeah, I was purely talking about older cats. You're like, it's like an old cat playing with a fresh new toy. It's like, cat, you are over 9 years old. It's just a ball of string for you, and that's it.
Yeah, it's just him. Like, she's playing with you like a cat. No, you're not the fresh toy. No. You're the old cat.
Relax. Okay,
you're the old stinky cat that hasn't had his teeth brushed for, you know, your God Deuteronomy. Knows how long.
Your Deuteronomy.
Yes, your old cat Deuteronomy. So Daisy comes over and Jenna's just sulking and, you know, like kind of crying. And she's like, oh, stop it, Jenna. And then we go back to Ben and Joelle. And Ben's like, oh, I saw a message to Eddie. I can't stop looking at you. And I really regret breaking up with you. And I called her out on it because I was left at the altar. I've been betrayed by everyone I've ever known.
I'm more sensitive now. Do you not remember me crying in the hot tub? I'm being a little harsh on Jenna right now, but her texting Eddie today, meanwhile, she's flirting with me at the bar. I think it's kind of inappropriate. Oh, yes. Ben, the doyen of what is appropriate and inappropriate. Perfect. This is the man who has to have a jar in the kitchen for every time he calls Ellie, you know, licorice walls. Okay. So no Ben shit. Is like,
Ben, whose like whole storyline has been sexual harassment in the workplace this season. It's like, yeah, that's kind of inappropriate. Ben, who knew his galley hand because he was jerking off to her Instagram photos before she even got on the boat. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I don't have enough time in the fucking world to deal with the likes of that. Is that bad? He's always saying that. You literally have time. We saw you
got do nothing butterflies. But time.
You're doing snow angels in a lagoon earlier this season. You have time. Jeez.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go back to Daisy and Jenna. It's like, you're thriving on the attention, which, by the way, I don't blame you. Get the attention where you can get it. And she's like, but I do like Ben's conversations, but our feelings for Eddie. It's like, well, there's other people's feelings involved here, Jenna.
I know that. Do you want my advice? Stay the fuck away from the two of them.
Yeah, whatever.
So I'm just like, I love Daisy. I love Daisy being mom mode. It's like my favorite thing when she's like, all right, everyone shut up or I'm turning this lagoon around. We're going home. So she's
and also
like,
she's wasted, which is really funny. So she's like lecturing her, but she's like, yeah, not her style. Both of them. Yeah. And Jenna just being wasted. This is why I can never hate Jenna. She's just so fucking funny, and her chaos is so funny. And Daisy's like, you want my advice? Meh. All right, stay away from her.
Jenna has been double dipping in the attention pool from both Ben and Eddie, and Barbie shows up, makes Jenna feel insecure, and now she's in full self-destruct mode. The boys are sharing a cabin. You're my second stew. Pick a lane and fucking stay in it, because jealousy is not a cute look. Also, both those lanes are terrible. You might as well be choosing between two dirt roads that have 10 potholes in them. Good luck with your tires.
If those are your two lanes, stand in the middle of the highway and just let God figure it out.
Get into hang gliding and get off the road. So Jenna's like,
well, no, Ben wants nothing to do with me. So our whole situation's fucked.
It's like, okay, well, tomorrow's a new day. God, good riddance. So now Jenna,
so instead of going over to make nice with anybody, I love this. Jenna, like at this point, what do? You know, Jenna's like, okay, everyone's turned against me. My text messages have been used against me. Do I go apologize to Ben? Do I go smooth it over? Nope. She goes right over to Eddie and it's like, how do you think I sent my text messages to everybody?
It's like, no, I didn't. I said to Ben that you still felt feelings for me. I did not show him word for word the text. And then, of
cut
course,
to him showing him. Word for
literally
word,
and he even says, let me show you the text. Let me read it for you. Here, I brought a projector from home. I knew this would finally come into use. Let me put the text on the wall.
Oh, so Jenna's like, yeah. Let me just get this straight. So Eddie, who was upset over somebody showing his personal text and got cried about it and got very, very sensitive about it, immediately goes and shows somebody's text and then lies about it. What a loser. Yeah.
And I think he feels entitled to be mopey because he actually developed feelings. And so therefore he wins an award because he developed feelings. So therefore he's entitled to also develop jealousy. So
well,
Jenna,
we all develop feelings, you know, like, listen, anyone would develop feelings if somebody like that far out of our league paid us any attention. You know what I mean? That girl is out of your league, sir. You are not entitled to whatever you like, okay? You're not entitled. You're like a fucking stalker mentality. Someone who sees someone in a magazine is like, that's mine. No, it's not. Yeah. Earn it.
Yeah. He has the looks and the personality of an inflatable T-Rex. I'll say it right there. So Jenna goes.
He looks like a Duck Dynasty, like young cousin or something that they have to bait.
He's like a bowling pin with a mustache. Whoa. So Jenna's like,
I'm so fucking sick and tired of you showing my text.
He's like, oh, have I ever done that?
I'm done.
It's like, okay. So she storms off and then they get into cars and it's awkward. So one
Dorinda's
car
there. Dorinda's sitting in the van and she's like, read it, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Share it, compare it, wear it, put your nair on, also hair. Got no care, Selma Blair, Blair from Facts of Life, who's your wife? I'm going to keep on going for the rest of my life, life and life, those rain, it counts.
So Jenna is still pissed off. So now we go to the vans and Barbie's like, weird night, not going to lie.
Weird night, I will lie. Imagine. So then it's like,
listen, I got to not be honest right now about this.
I've got to lie, guys. It was a great night. People should just invert it. See how it goes. So they get back to the boat.
The best was Ellie. She's like, I had fun.
Yeah, she had a great time because Jenna got it from all angles.
Kelly loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back. Why am I the only one having fun tonight?
So now Jenna's crying in her room. She's like,
what the fuck?
And then Ben and Eddie are in their cabin and Ben's like, well, I'm going to go to bed. And Eddie's like, well, I don't fucking blame you, bro. Holy moly. She just goes, you fucking have so much shit. I'm like, holy fuck. And Ben goes, okay, you didn't fucking do shit. Okay. You did a little bit, but not that much. And Eddie's like, well, what did I do? He's like, well, I'm sorry, mate. You might want to sit down. Well, what have I done? Well, she was playing me and stuff like that. And if we're gonna have a past, gonna have a relationship together, and she was pissing me off so much, I said, why did you fucking send Eddie a text today? And then we see a flashback of that.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I'll be honest, I didn't even know that you two were a thing. That fucked me off. How did you not? You did know that they were a thing, though. Hasn't he seen them flirting and stuff? Because he was disgusted last week. He's like, really, Ben? Ew, gross. Like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you did know. Why are you such a fucking compulsive liar, Eddie?
So then Ben goes, we're not a thing. I just kissed her on the lips. That's it. Maybe touched her vagina and inserted my willy into her dark regions. Things like that. And he's like, what? When? Like a week ago. And then, of course, flashback to a week ago, and they show that scene of Jenna leaving Ben's room to go directly into Eddie's arms. Now, look, that was messy as hell. That was messy, 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 messy. But I am going to credit her that she, as soon as she was messy, she dumped Eddie. She realized she was being messy and was like, no more of this, dumping Eddie. And I credit her for at least acting quickly.
Okay, so back to present. Eddie's like, I need to talk to her. And Ben's like, no, you don't need to talk to her. It's over. You never have to think about her again. Nor do I. One more betrayal under the rug. And he's like, but I feel bad for her. Oh, God, that's my problem. I'm just such a good person. You see, I see a weak, gorgeous woman, and I know that I have a way in. That's your problem. You want your fucking way in. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. Not being a good person. You see somebody when they're down and drunk.
Okay, do not fucking go talk to her, messy mustache. You've been a wuss, dude. Do yourself a favor. If you're gonna say anything to her, say, I'm prepared to be your friend, but I'm over you. I'm moving on. How about this? Both of us pledge we will never, ever, ever talk to her again, nor shall we kiss her, especially within this first 24 hours of this discussion.
If you say anything to her, you say, listen here, missy. You are a parking space, and I'm going to stand here and guard you until Ben wants to park in you. Might not make sense now, but it will later. All right.
So now Eddie's like, I'm going upstairs. I've done nothing wrong. It's like, okay. So now Jenna's crying to Batool. Batool's like, meow, 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 meow.
No, stop meowing at me.
I heard something on the boat about old cat. Do you know where it is? Because I love cats. Meow, meow.
Old cat, new toys.
Meow, meow. I love they just keep showing Batool walking around the boat going, meow, 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 meow. So cut to Joao, Alicia, Barbie, and Daisy in the bar. And Joao's like, what the fuck was that taxi ride? And they're like, oh my God, what happened? And Barbie's like, oh my God, Jenna's like staring at me. Like, oh my God. Oh, she's so jealous of me.
So knock, knock, knock. Here comes Jenna on the boys' cabin.
Ben, can I talk?
Yes, you can talk.
I would love to continue things with you, but you've given me absolutely with
continue things. Not so fast, caramel kneecaps, because we have never even started. What are you talking about? Honestly, I don't even want to think about it. I don't have time for this. No time for Ben the Chef.
You don't give a fuck. He goes, yeah, I don't care. I'm here to do a job. So, then why the fuck you're angry then? Why you're fucking right now if you're not angry? Why are you right now? I'm not angry though.
So what are you, freshman?
Listen, I'm trying to help Eddie out. You know, that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm a boy's boy. I'm here to take care of the boys. All right. You need to get over your differences. All right, you and Eddie.
Then get out of my way.
All right. Bye, everyone. Goodbye, Junior Mint Jaw. Goodbye.
I'm going to slam your door. Slam.
So she slams the door and is like,
what the hell?
And so now she's like, mumps.
Idiot.
So she goes upstairs. Now she's you know, moping around. And everyone else in the main salon. And Barbie's like, wow, she's just a little bit sensitive, if I do say so myself. I'm like, Barbie, we've seen your season. Watch it. People in glass yachts shouldn't throw Pepsi cans.
And Alicia's asking Eddie what happened. And he's like, you come and tell me. Oh, they're having it out. Joao's like, Jesus fucking Christ. So now Jenna's skipping through the crew mess shouting,
you got a fucking job to do, Ben. What do I fucking do right at the end of the day? What do I do at the end of the day? You get nothing but nothing.
And Barbie's like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. And Ben's in his room be like, don't fucking gaslight me. And so Daisy's like, oh God, I'm so pissed about this whole situation.
Anna, you need to listen to me.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Stop this. Okay, you're both grounded. Go to your rooms.
I'm serious. If I speak to your papa about anything that I expect the whole world to know.
Jenna, please, Zim, calm down.
What do you want me to say, Joe?
Nelly's like, you're not understanding what I'm trying to say.
But I don't give a fuck right now. Shut up after that. That's it. Shut up.
So here comes Alicia. She's like, okay, now come to me. Let me help you here. Come into my arms. Like,
is that my mother? For what reason? Who do you want? Who do you want, Alicia? Who do you want?
They're like, oh no, that was a low blow, Jenna, especially since you're talking with two guys right now. Stop that.
Alicia's like, damn, this makes me look like child's play. God,
I know, seriously.
This girl's messy. So they're trying to calm Jenna down. And Joelle's like, Jenna's actions right now are unsusceptible. Literally running up and down the main salon, slamming doors, screaming, shouting. It's becoming poisonous and toxic and uncontrollable. That stupid Thundercut Fitness.
Wow. Look at Jenna. She's drunk and like not in bed. It was like annoying. I would not have liked to have dealt with her, because when people are messy like that, it's annoying. But like, they're acting like she was like a hurricane knocking things over. So now Alicia goes to Eddie and she's like, how fucking dare she? I'm actually fucking sick of it. Throwing her fucking weight around, causing chaos between crew members. How is that acceptable?
Hi, did you see the first half of the season? It was you!
Yeah, we sat through endless episodes also of you and Mike bickering. So let's like calm down if you want to talk about people.
Yes, you were chapter one of this toxic mess, ma'am. Yeah. Let's not forget. Yeah,
it actually started there. It all started with you.
So now in the crew mess, Daisy has followed Jenna. And she's like, Jenna, cut the bullshit out. She's like, no, I'm going to bed now. I'm going to go to bed now. I'm going to bed. So she's like walking around slamming walls and doors and stuff.
Absolutely. Alicia's still mad. She's like, it's absolutely deplorable. You have no right to put your fucking fingers in pies that you're not even eating. And admittedly, you're not eating them because someone forgot to put the sugar in them when they made the pie. But that's an honest mistake. And that person was probably a very good person at the end of the day.
Well, you don't have right to put finger in pie that you are eating if you are eating pie under the idea that you are going to give someone a child.
Next time, if you put a finger into a pie, make sure you do it before you hand the pie to a trash can.
Next time you put your finger in a pie, make for sure you put the baby inside the lady. Merge genetics. That's what they merge genetics meringue.
All right, Ellie, settle down in the kitchen. I don't have time for you to find your metaphors.
Sorry, it's just taking me a little time.
That's all right, my Cadbury cubitus.
Oh, I get the meme.
So Daisy follows Jenna to bed, and Jenna's like,
I'm going to bed.
She's like threatening to go to bed, which is hilarious. She's like self-grounding. So then she goes in and locks the door. So Barbie's like, oh my God, it's like an insane asylum. Like, girl, I have a therapist for you. She'll do wonders. Which, of course, is reliant on us remembering that her mom is a therapist from a different franchise of Below Deck.
No, because remember, she came back and she's like, I'm better now, guys, because they showed the clip of Barbie going crazy on her season. She came back like, I'm great now, guys, but my therapist is really good. Barbie, we have seen no proof of this, okay? You don't get to, and I know this is Bravo. You go to therapy one time and suddenly you're healed and you get another season. It's called the Jax effect, but, you know. Jury's still out, Barbs.
Yeah, seriously.
Please, like anybody out there, any therapist, please just do me a favor. Don't fix Barbie. Leave Barbie the way she is. Don't fix her. Some things just don't need fixing.
No. So Daisy is trying to like go into the room, but since Jenna locked the door, she can't get in. And Daisy's like, Jenna, open the door. What the fuck is happening? Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. I was like, I love this version of Game of Thrones. So, Daisy's mad. She doesn't like this.
But also leave her alone. You guys have been telling her to go to bed. She went to bed. Now what?
I know. What else do you want?
Go away. So whatever, I'm not dealing with us. So now Barbie in Ellie's cabin. Barbie's like, are you okay? Barbie's like, are you okay? And she's like, what is even going on? Oh, Jenna, she's fucking crazy. Like, I'm done being on Eddie's team. Like, he does it to himself. I mean, you're chasing her around like a puppy. Like, figure your shit out, man. Jesus.
So then Ben and Elisa go to bed. And then now Daisy and Joao are in their cabin. And they're just on separate beds staring at each other. It's very Ingmar Bergman-esque. And Daisy's like, well, everything really kicked off tonight. It's like, it was Zimsane. But other than everything else, I mean, this has been my favorite season because of you. Honest to God.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. We don't even get to focus on what a lying manipulator Joao is. Is anybody buying this Joao shit? This horse shit coming out of Joao? Like, oh, you are the one. When are we going to talk about our relationship? Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is my favorite season of all time because of you, Daisy. You're the best. And of course she falls. We're like, wow, okay, I do like ya. So Joelle's like, I know, I love it. You know, you just compliment yourself all the time and I laugh at my own jokes. In Zimbabwe, they call that Zim humor. So Daisy's like, well, you do laugh at your own jokes and I love that I'm your favorite season. Well, I guess I'll get into your bed. Thank you for the compliment. I'm just a girl lying in front of a boy. Asking him to put away his boner. Thank you.
I'm just a girl. A girl standing in a bookstore saying, people still read these things? They're so heavy.
Does anyone still wear a hat? So it's the next morning.
Whatever happened to hats? Where did the class go?
Here's to the ladies who stew. So Eddie, this is the morning. Eddie texts Jenna and says, can I come give you a hug? It's like, oh my God, bro. Come on, please. So she reads the text. She obviously is getting like instant ick, right? She sniffs her armpits and she's like, okay, armpits smell good enough. So this is actually great editing. Eddie gets out of his room. She gets out of her room and you're like, okay, they're going to go hug in the hallway. Nope. She goes to the guest room and goes and finds Ben. I was like, oh my God.
So she goes in with his nasty sleeping on the bare mattress ass. And she's like, I don't want to fight with you, Ben. He's like, I don't want to fight with you either. It's all right. Listen, everyone just got a little emotional last night. That's all. Come on in. So she gets in bed with him and they're like cuddling up. And he's like, it was nice of you to come in here. It was really, really nice of you. She goes, of course, Ben. The last one I want to do is fight with you. It's the last thing I want to do. And we see Eddie walking through the hallways like, she's not in her room. I was trying to get her while she was vulnerable. What's
Eddie
happening?
Just said, can I give you a hug? And I don't know if she responded, but now he's just assumes he's now entitled to give her a hug. And not only that, he could just open up any door to find that hug because he said that he wants to give her a hug. So therefore it's going to happen. And also, by the way, him giving the hug is to bolster his image as the nice guy. So Ben and Jenna, of course, are in this room. And Ben's
like, I think he's 100% doing it because he feels like, oh, she's damaged. So now she'll take me. You know, now it's she's crying and everybody hates her. So now she'll take me. It's the typical thing. And then when she doesn't, it's like that thing. Like, you remember, I told this story when we were in New York for the first time for Crappens. I was at a crosswalk and there was this guy following a girl, like just being gross, you know, this really cute girl. And he's following her. And he's like, hey, baby. Hey, God, you're so pretty. God, you're so gorgeous. Yeah. And she was just ignoring him, staring straight ahead. And then the crosswalk changed and she walked and didn't pay him any attention. He goes, you're fucking fat anyway, fucking ugly bitch. That's how I feel. Eddie's one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Like, it doesn't get his way, it immediately turns. Yeah.
Yeah. I says I'm nice to you, so I'm entitled. Mm-hmm. That's a very like man thing to do. I say this as a man, by the way. So Ben is
I wouldn't date me, to be fair.
Yeah.
At least I'm as critical as myself. I'm disgusting as well. So there you go.
But by the way, this is also shitty of Ben because he literally told Eddie, if Eddie did have a shot, let's say Eddie had a window with Jenna where he could have gone up and be like, I'm sorry. I came on a little hot. I really like you. You could have, if he had been planning to do that last night and Ben was like, don't say anything, don't talk to her, whatever, we're both moving on. And then Ben is the one who is like now with Jenna making out with her. That's shitty right there. That's really, really shitty. Even if it is to Eddie.
Yeah. I agree. So, Ben's like, oh God, poor Eddie, right? She's like, yeah. Well, I just see him being very emotional for you. She's like, yeah, he needs to move on.
Well, I've got him attached. I've got him attached somehow.
So meanwhile, Eddie's like searching the boat. Like, where's Jenna? Where is she? Well, Eddie, I mean, I don't think he's strong enough to be with you.
Yeah, I need a dominant man. A man so I can be submissive. Yeah, I need to be submissive.
I need a man who, in the morning when he's lying in bed, looks like a vulture that the zoo tranquilized to get it into a cage.
That's me.
So then they start making
out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, called it. Called that one.
Just wanted to confirm. So Eddie is still looking for Jenna, ready to give a big old hug. And they make out, and then Ben just goes, you're crazy, you know, you're crazy. It's crazy. You're just so crazy. But all right, don't worry about that. That's not important. That silly man with the mustache, that VeggieTales character that somehow made his way onto this boat.
To think that right now we're here kissing on a mattress with no sheet on it. And in the future, you're going to be a person I'm going on Instagram accusing of betraying me. God, what story we'll have.
Anyway, I'm enjoying this moment that won't be ruined by anything or anyone.
And then all of a sudden, Eddie just knocks and opens the door and pokes his head.
He doesn't even knock. He just opens up and walks in.
You're right. Like, he just opens it.
Like, who does that?
What? What?
Who does? Like, it doesn't even matter what's going on the other side of the door. You have no right to be just barging into somebody's room. And it's not the first time he's done that either. He did that last week, too. He just barged into a girl's room when he was mad looking for Jenna. It was just like, oh, fuck her. You don't get to just fucking barge your head into everybody's room. What's wrong with you?
You can't barge. Also, like, if she's not in her room, like, let's abort the hug quest. Him, like, going to every room to find her is honestly a little creepy, I personally think.
And so also like, going and asking for hugs the night after you just fucked her over and she yelled at you for fucking her over and you don't say sorry or anything. It's just like, can I come for a hug? No, you can't fucking come hug me. Stop searching for me all over the boat.
And wait for her to say yes. Okay, it's fine. Honestly, if you want to ask, if you say, can I give you a hug? Fine. But if she doesn't respond, don't go like chasing her down. Just wait, be chill, you know? It's just, it's too weird.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So then he walks in and then Eddie sees this and goes, fuck off. Now the thing is this, if he meant fuck off towards Ben, fair. If he means it towards Jenna, that's not fair whatsoever. Like, why would you be mad at her when you're the one who mugged her off last night, who blew up her spot last night, who got mad at her last night? I mean, if anything, she was on her way back to you. And because you couldn't handle it, because you're so jealous and so insecure, you had to show Ben that text message instead of being chill. And now whatever shot you may have had back with her is completely destroyed. And now you're going to curse her out for it? No, it doesn't work that way. She's not with you.
Yeah, because he's not getting what he wants. He thinks he deserves it. So he walks in and just tells them both to fuck off. That's how I took it. And, you know, stalks off. And Ben's like, oh, shit. She goes,
is that Eddie? All I saw was a fist with a mullet.
That was Eddie, fortunately.
So now Eddie walks downstairs. He's like, well, that's a kick in the teeth. It was your own fault. You went looking for something that I think on some level he knew, because why would he go into Ben's room? Quote unquote Ben's room, the guest room. Like on some level he was looking for that answer and then he gets it. And then he's like, well, that's a kick in the teeth. Well, don't go looking. Don't ask questions you don't want answers for.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Okay. You'll drown.
Unless you want to shower in one, which would be recommended.
So now Eddie's on the deck talking to himself. He's like, you're a mug, Eddie. You're an absolute idiot. Well, this is the first time I've agreed with Eddie this season. So now we go back to Ben and Jenna, and he's like, all right, well, good chat, I guess. She goes, yeah, fantastic. It's all right. Take care, then. Oh, God, I slipped up here. God, I slipped up. It was bad. It was bad.
I've not been this messy ever. I would never want to be treated how I treated Eddie right now. So I have to put my hands up. I need to figure out.
So then Jenna's like mumbling around, being like, I fucked up. So now Daisy and Joao are in bed. And Daisy's like, oh, God, last night sucked. Not a fun night. Not one single redeemable moment. One of the worst nights of my entire life. I can't think of anything that I was happy about doing last night.
Rude. Zim rude.
So Alicia, Jenna, and Batul's cabin. Jenna's like, I fucked up, Alicia. She's like, what did you do?
Last night, I fucking made a World War III. It was World War III last night. Wait, have there been three World Wars or two World Wars? How many? What war are we on right now?
And then Ben and Jason are in the main salon. So Jason's like, all good. And he's like,
well, not really, no. Can we go outside for a chat? Something like that. I want to do some undermining this morning. All righty.
So then Eddie's on the dock. He's walked off the boat, by the way, and he's just sitting somewhere, contemplating life, thinking about his choices, wondering what to do.
Yeah.
His mind had scrambled. What an idiot. Well, we can agree on that last point.
Yes, exactly. So then we go back to Ben and Jason, and Ben's like, well, you know, so Eddie, I was giving him some advice yesterday, and I felt like Jenna was kind of playing both of us, but I may have kissed her this morning, and I really don't know how to handle it, like as a friend to Eddie. You understand what I'm saying, gal? It's like taking a toy away from the baby, but the baby, the toy you stole is also a baby. It's like you stole a baby doll away from another baby. Does that make any sense? He's like, these things are hard. And, you know, hard things are usually the best things to say. Take this, for example. Kumquat explosion. Say that five times and tell me that's not kumquat great
explosion,
feeling.
Kumquat explosion, kumquat explosion, kumquat
explosion. All right, it was easier for you. Explosion. It was easier for you than it was for me. But for the first time I said it was really hard. But once I did it a few times, it felt really good.
Kumquat, kumquat. Well, you know what? That's okay, Captain Kumquat Cheeks.
All right, bean. I need a bean in the jar, right?
All right, I'll let you put a bean in the jar, but I do feel somehow better after this weird, awkward conversation that we've had. I think I know what I'm going to do, which is let you take away a stripe from there. Okay, Godspeed, Captain.
So, Eddie returns to the deck. And then he walks up there, and then he sees Ben, and he's like, oh, and he turns around. He's like, oh, because he just can't look at Ben, how he's been betrayed by Ben.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, Eddie. Oh, you can get fucked. Okay, so let me get this straight. So you were going to go this morning and try and get with Jenna, but Ben beat you to it, so he's the asshole?
What? Right. It would have been okay for you. So
right.
The last thing that Eddie heard was that Jenna and Ben were kissing, and that also Jenna had broken up with Eddie, but Eddie was going to go try to get with Jenna. And that would have been okay, because that would have been virtuous, because he felt something for Jenna. So therefore he's entitled for this. And so if that hurt Ben, oh, well, that's too bad, because Eddie's feelings are pure. But now Ben does it before Eddie, and that's bad. That's the bad version.
Well, but because, you know what? You know, now that we say it, I guess I have to be fair. Not that I really go by that usually, but just to be fair, I guess because Eddie was like, I don't want anything to do with Jenna from now on, you know? But you should, well, didn't he, or is that later when he says that?
It's hard to know.
I'm not going to do anything with Jenna. I don't want anything with Jenna. Yeah.
Yeah.
He tells him at some point. I don't.
He should be mad at Ben for that. He should be mad at Ben for that. But if you, I'm saying, if you, this is what you were saying, and I agree with it, which is that if you really drill down, Eddie going to get a hug from Jenna was ultimately to get back in Jenna's pants, and ultimately to do the thing that Ben did also. So it's kind of the same thing. But it is shitty because Ben is the one who told him explicitly, don't go after her. We're never talking to her again. And then he made out with her. So Ben is definitely the worst violator here. But Eddie's intentions are not as pure as he's making them out to be. He's acting like a lovelorn, a prince who's been robbed of his princess, his bride. The evil witch has come and taken it away. The scarecrow has come along. And it's like, no, your intentions were just as shady as Ben's, except that Ben also has the extra patina of bro code violation because he was the one who told you not to go after her. And then you went after her.
So Ben turns back to Jason. He's like, well, that didn't go very well. So Eddie's like, oh, I can't go anywhere on this boat. Jason's like, I'll chat with him as well, if you don't mind. This is really where I excel. Now, actually doing something that matters in employee relations on this boat, never. But, you know, if it's about girl problems, I'm in. It's Daddy Jason coming to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. So now we go to the main salon and Jenna and Eddie cross paths. And Jenna's like, Eddie. And he's like, don't talk to me. Leave me alone, Jenna.
It's like, yeah, I don't want you to leave me. I don't want to leave you alone.
Well, I've asked you to go away. Please leave me alone.
So now he walks off again. Oh, God, yeah. Poor Eddie. He's like, I don't want to be here right now. My problem is that I sit there and I think I'm the recurring problem. You are. You are the recurring problem.
You are.
And for me to get back. Yeah, for me to get back into the dating pool for the first time and have this happen so harshly to me just gives me a loss of faith. It's not fair. If this is the same thing that happened to you before, you are the problem, okay? You get attached to people and then assume that because they've shown any interest in you at all, that they're going to be like the perfect little wife that you're going to take home to mom. And you start putting this whole personality on them and expecting all of this wifey shit from them. She did not give you that. No one agreed to that, Eddie.
She dumped you. Here's the other thing is that like normally in these situations, like she's stringing him along. She did string him along a little bit in the sense that she sent a flirty text and that was a huge error on her part. But quite frankly, she dumped you. There is no relationship here. And the flirty text is negated because you did the same thing to her with Alicia. So you know the difference between a text that you really mean or versus a text that you send off because you just were horny in the moment. So it's all washed to me. The point is she told you explicitly she does not want to continue with you. And you're still acting like, oh my God, this has happened to me again in the dating. I'm entered the dating pool and this has happened to me. No, nothing happened. She dumped you and she moved on to someone else. That's it. You have to move on.
Yeah, and as far as the stuff as her flirting, you know, sending that text being like, well, you know, I can't stop thinking of you and stuff. I can see how that would give somebody the idea of like, okay, well, maybe she does like me and that would give him hope and that would raise his spirits or whatever. But then you saw what was happening last night. She got pissed at you for showing the text. You saw that she still has interest in Ben and you're acting like you've been together for 10 years. Even if she did hurt you, you guys have been together for you've been in each other's life for 5 minutes. Like you can't act like this. This is psycho behavior.
Now would be a good time to remind everyone that actually like the root of all this, which is so evil genius, is Ellie, because it was Ellie who started this. Everything Ben and Jenna, everything was going swimmingly. Ellie plants the seed with Ben that Jenna is making out with Joao because she's mad at Joao. And Jenna and Joao were just having a conversation. Ellie plants the seed. Ben pulls back out of paranoia. Jenna gets upset. And then the way Jenna handles it is that she sends a flirty text to Eddie. And then it all explodes from there. But like ultimately, if you really want to trace back this series of events,
Ellie did it. You're Ellie. Right.
It's kind of amazing.
Emmy. Okay. Emmy.
It's
on
like
the
best soap opera.
I think she deserves an Emmy for this. I think she deserves to not even be made sous chef. She deserves to be made the chef. And I want her to cook herself an Emmy cake. Because the show is gold.
Like, if you drill down the way, like, if we sort of like, right now we are really like on one because it's fun. But like, if you just like take this show for what it is, which is like a silly soap, I mean, this is what I tuned in for revenge for. Like, Ellie is basically Madeline Stowe right now. Like, Madeline Stowe just inserted a little rumor and now we're on like episode 4 or 5 of that rumor and it's just spiraling out of control. A car's going to go off a cliff soon. Someone's going to get murdered.
Well, she would be Emily Van Camp of that show, right?
Well, Emily Van Camp, yes, would start rumors and like hurt people, but I kind of feel like this was
I feel like Ellie is Madeline Stowe.
I feel like Madeline, like Ellie's Madeline Stowe to me.
You know that Revenge is based on the Count of Monte Cristo, right?
I do know that.
Did you know that? Well, I had never read that. And they just they just came out with a mini series. Well, not just, I just watched it. So it was out new to me, but it's newish on BBC. And I just watched it all because I loved Revenge so much. And it was decent. It was pretty good. But man, Revenge was better. It just needs to be done with women. You know, watching the men be like, oh, you've taken my honor. It's like, who cares? Shut up. Stop your whining. But when it was Emily Van Camp and Madeline Stowe, fuck yes. That's the way to do it right there.
Also, like, how many episodes can you watch of people counting sandwiches? It's like, okay, there's like 12 Monte Cristos there. Like, no big deal.
So now Daisy is complimenting Barbie on the laundry. It's amazing. And didn't you have fun last night? Usually it's more fun, but Jenna massively fucked it up. But so did the boys, you know. What, are they fucking stupid? I mean, yeah, she pit the two of them against each other. Well, fucking open your eyes, you dumb boys. I think it was really over the top from all parts of them.
Barbie's like, yeah, way too much. I'm just happy I can come onto the show at the end here and just stir the pot just in a little bit, the little way that I can. So now we see Jason. He goes up to Eddie. Eddie is sitting there sulking on the deck instead of working. Okay. Meanwhile, Batool is there meowing her way across the deck, cleaning everything, making it spick and span. And this guy, Eddie, is moping around and he's going to get all the credit, you know, for being a great deckhand. And Jason's like, so you want to have a chat? Do you like the smell of sandalwood? And Eddie's like, Captain, I just don't know if I want to be here anymore. It's like, really? It's like, yeah, I've not felt like such an idiot before in my life. I'm like, well, if it's any consolation, you probably have been such an idiot before. It's just now the first time you're feeling it.
It hasn't been pointed out to you so clearly, maybe. Maybe that.
I know.
Yeah, it hurts. Go ahead, Ben.
Here's where you're being an idiot, is talking to the captain about the stupid situation. Okay, this is where you should feel like the biggest idiot.
Well, I've just been royally mugged off, mate. I've messed up and I've had bad relationships, you know. Oh, I would love to be with someone. I really would. But when you look for it, if it's hard, it's not right. And if it's not hard, you might need to take a pill. And if you take the pill, make sure you're ready for it to get hard and stay hard, because it doesn't go down for 6 hours. And if you're wearing a kimono, that can be very uncomfortable. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so. Can I have a hug? I'm just really trying to get this hug out of my system. Is that okay?
Just a warning, it is hard, and I did take a pill. All right, get over here. Get over here.
They hug, and Eddie's like, you know, growing up without much of a father figure and Jason offering me support and guidance, telling me to get my head into work, which is a big ask because I got a very large head, that put an emotion into it. You know, it just was brilliant, and it's just what I needed to hear.
So, Batool comes out and Jason's like, we're doing hugs today. And he gives her a big hug and it's like, meow. So, Ben and Joao are in the stairwell and Ben's like, hi, I made out with Jenna this morning. And then he souls the men together. Oh, God. Oh, God.
And Joao's like, oh, okay. Come. Let's talk about this. Okay. So they walk in the main salon just as Jenna walks in. She's like, no. It's okay. I'll come back. So Joao goes downstairs and Jenna's like, did you talk with Eddie, Ben? He's like, no, I haven't.
He's kind of giving me the cold shoulder.
So then
Joao goes right down to the mess with Daisy and Elisa. And he's like, what the fuck? I literally just spoke to Ben and Ben said I kissed Jenna this morning. And then Eddie walks in to find Jenna and Ben in the room.
And he's like, what? So I was like, yes, he said I kissed Jenna this morning and I feel bad.
That is so a fucking messy move. When the second stew is causing trouble in every single department, that becomes my problem. Because the next charter is going to be a shit show if deck interior and the galley are all fighting.
Well, A, it's a head of department right now causing problems because he's going around gossiping, first of all. And it's the other head of department that's making out with the girl in the bed. Why are you blaming Jenna?
Yeah. And again, let's not act like heads of departments have not done this all the time to women without
the head of department shouldn't be fucking their underlings either. If we want to get like crazy with ER, like, why are you suddenly so defensive over this? But you're not like, hey, maybe this 43-year-old like head of department shouldn't be banging my 22-year-old stew. Like,
Or maybe these guys should just learn to keep their personal life like out of their business life. So if they are feeling a certain sort of way, they don't have to go crying to the captain about it. And now like Jenna's become like the problem child. She's messy as hell. And again, she should get like a certain talking to from her supervisors to be like, you're like what you're doing here, focus on your job, because right now this is turning into distraction. And on top of that, that should be said to all three of them. Be like, guys, keep it in your pants. None of you are allowed to hook up with no more hooking up for any of you guys. Focus on your work.
Yeah, I think if Daisy was like, listen, they're all letting you know, their private lives get involved in their work life, and this is fucked up, and we need to have a meeting with all of them and say, this is fucked up. You guys are letting your personal lives mess up my boat. Okay, that's fine. But being like, Jenna, this is Jenna. No. Jenna was the one last night when drunk who had a fit, but it's today the men who are walking around causing the trouble. Ben made out with her this morning, and Eddie's over there crying and getting hugs from the chef and threatening to quit. So please, I was shocked on this one with Daisy. I was really disappointed in this. I did not like this at all, especially when she's cuddling up to one of the biggest misogynists we've ever seen on this show, which is Joao. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I did not like that. So Joao walks into the galley while Ben's there, and Ben's like,
you know how Eddie's emotional and all that? I feel like Jenna's tried to break it off with him many times.
And Joao's like, yes, but also not, bear in mind. Like, so Ben's like, really?
Yeah, and really, Joao, coming from you, the one who could not break anything off with Ellie for like weeks?
Yeah, exactly. So Ben's like,
well, I was doing really well right up until she put those fucking pajamas on.
Stop it. I think that counts as a bean. That noise is a bean.
Men really cannot help themselves, you guys. You wear sexy pajamas. Oh, men can't help themselves. Those sexy pajamas. It's her fault. Classic.
So then Jenna tells Batul that she fucked up. So Batul tells us, Eddie, I'm sorry, but what I remember is that you did a really similar thing with Alicia. It's like, I'm glad someone mentioned it on the show, because I know we were all watching this and clocking that. Like, you literally, you went and you were going after Alicia. Alicia said, I've got a boyfriend. So you went after Jenna almost like as a revenge tactic. And then Alicia got messy. And then you said, like, I would drop Jenna in a second to be with you. Sorry, you laid a bad foundation for this relationship. She was never going to take you seriously after that. She was horny. She wanted to cuddle. She got what she needed from it. She wasn't going to get anything more serious because you already signaled to her through this text escapade that you were not a serious person. To quote the dad from Succession, you are not serious people. Okay, so move on.
Yeah. But Batul's the best. She's like, karma's a bitch. Yes, Batul. Batul for every season.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.